KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Modern Roofing. For all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call, 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Well, High School Soccer Coaches Association announced its boys' rankings again yesterday afternoon for this week. Beckman Catholic is top-ranked in Class 1A with Iowa City Regina, Danville, Mid Prairie, and Center Point Urbana rounding out the top five. Among the others in the list, number 12 is Underwood, and 16th this week is Riverside. Also, Class 2A, Norwalk is top-rated, followed by Spencer, Waverly, Shell Rock, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and Pella in the top five. Glenwood cracked the top 10 this week. They're at number 8. Creston just missed. They're at number 11 in this week's poll. Also, in the big school class in 3A, Iowa City West is top-rated, followed by Johnston, Iowa City High, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Linmar. Those are the top five teams in the top 16 poll. In baseball yesterday, Alan Craig homered on a four-hit day that included three RBIs, and Matt Adams hit a three-run homer as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 9-3. John Jay had three hits and a walk in his first four trips to the plate. The Cards avoided a three-game sweep by the team with the best record in the major leagues. Shelby Miller worked around homers to Mark Reynolds and Carlos Gomez, allowing three runs and six hits over six-plus innings. Milwaukee went 20-8 in April. That's a franchise record for wins in the season's first full month. Matt Garza joined a lengthy list of injured Brewers when he was removed in the fourth inning because of a bruised right thumb. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Miami beating up on Atlanta 9-3. Chicago beat Cincinnati 9-4. Arizona edging Colorado in 10 innings 5-4. San Francisco beat San Diego 3-2. The Mets at Philadelphia was rained out yesterday. In the American League, Alcides Escobar delivered a two-run double in the seventh inning, and the Kansas City Royals held on for a tense 4-2 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Eric Hosmer drove in the other two runs for the Royals, whose bullpen blew a 2-0 lead for young starter Yordano Ventura before they held on to beat Toronto with a late rally for the second straight night. Kansas City won the series opener 10-7 behind a six-run eighth inning. Kelvin Herrera stranded runners on second and third in the seventh inning. Wade Davis came on and struck out Jose Reyes to leave the bases loaded in the eighth, while Greg Holland worked around a double in the ninth inning to pick up his seventh save for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Detroit over Chicago 5-1. Los Angeles beat Cleveland 7-1. Oakland over Texas 12-1. Seattle at New York and Tampa Bay at Boston both were rained out yesterday. In interleague play yesterday, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat Minnesota by a final of 6-4. Washington downed Houston 7-0, while Pittsburgh at Baltimore was rained out yesterday. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, nothing in Des Moines. Rain washed away the Iowa Cubs game at home against the Omaha Storm Chasers yesterday. They'll try to make up one of those rainouts. They were rained out the day before as well. They'll have a doubleheader today in Des Moines, weather permitting. Iowa scheduled to host Omaha for a pair of afternoon contests at Principal Park today. I'll have more sports after this time out.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call, 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Well, the New York Rangers have earned the right to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins in the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinals. The Rangers are 6-0 in Game 7s at Madison Square Garden all time after Daniel Carcillo and Benoit Pouliot scored in the second period of a 2-1 victory over Philadelphia. Henrik Lundqvist stopped 26 shots and blanked the Flyers until Jason Akeson scored with 15 minutes left. In last night's other two Game 7s, Minnesota rallied for a 5-4 overtime victory to win at Colorado as Nino Niederreiter scored at 5:02 of overtime to give the Wild the victory. The Wild will move on to take on the defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks in the Western semifinals. The LA Kings outscored San Jose 5-1 to advance to an all-Southern California second round. The Kings are the fourth team to come back from a 3-0 deficit to win a seven-game series. The Kings will move on to play the Anaheim Ducks in the Western semifinals. Well, the Los Angeles Lakers are the latest NBA team in need of a head coach. Mike D'Antoni has resigned after less than two seasons at the post. He went 67-87 with the Lakers, including a 27-55 mark this season. D'Antoni took over for Mike Brown, who lasted just 71 games after replacing 11-time NBA champion coach Phil Jackson. The 62-year-old D'Antoni had 1 year left on his contract, but he wanted the Lakers to pick up his option year for 2015-16 to have any chance of success. The Lakers apparently refused, and that led to D'Antoni's resignation. The NBA Owners Advisory and Finance Committee will hold a meeting today to discuss the next steps in the removal of Donald Sterling as the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. The 10-member committee will have a conference call 2 days after Commissioner Adam Silver banned Sterling for life from the league and fined him $2.5 million for making racist comments. Silver also said he would urge owners to use their power to force Sterling to sell the team. That would require the support of 3/4 of the league owners in a vote. Minnesota owner Glenn Taylor chairs that committee. Well, the Houston Rockets are still alive in the NBA playoffs. Dwight Howard had 22 points and 14 rebounds as the Rockets beat Portland 108-98 to pull within 3-2 in their series. Jeremy Lin provided a big spark off the bench with 21 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds. Chandler Parsons finished with 20 points, and Omer Asik had 15 rebounds, helping the Rockets hold the Trailblazers to 43% shooting. Game 6 is Friday in Portland. The San Antonio Spurs and the Toronto Raptors have grabbed 3-2 leads in the conference quarterfinals. Tony Parker had 23 points, and the Spurs never trailed in a 109-103 victory over Dallas. Manu Ginobili had 19 points to help give the San Antonio Spurs back home court advantage. Tim Duncan chipped in with 16 points and 12 boards in that win. Vince Carter had 28 for the Mavericks, who will try to stave off elimination when they host Game 6 on Friday. Toronto coughed up a 26-point lead before they downed Brooklyn 115-113. Kyle Lowry scored a career playoff-high 36 points on 6 of 9 from three-point range, including a tray that helped put the Raptors ahead to stay. Joe Johnson had 30 points for the Nets, who actually outscored Toronto 44-24 in the fourth quarter, and they twice tied the score late in the game. The winners of the series will face Miami in the second round. The Raptors can move on with a victory in Game 6, which is Friday night in Brooklyn. Well, Southern Mississippi has hired former Nebraska head coach Doc Sadler as its next basketball coach. The school announced the hiring late yesterday and will have a news conference this afternoon. Sadler coached the Cornhuskers from 2006 to 2012, leading them to 3 appearances in the NIT. He was an assistant at Iowa State last season under Fred Hoiberg, and the Cyclones finished with a 28-8 record, as well as an appearance in the NCAA tournament's Sweet 16. Southern Miss Athletic Director Bill McGillis said in a statement that the Golden Eagles hired one of the great coaches in America and a perfect match for Southern Miss. Sadler replaces Donnie Tindall, who left last week to become the new coach at Tennessee. Florida State's Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston was issued a civil citation after sheriff's deputies say that he walked out of a supermarket without paying for $32 worth of crab legs and crawfish. Leon County Sheriff's Major Michael Wood says the 20-year-old Winston ordered the food at the deli in a Tallahassee area Publix store on Tuesday night. After receiving the order, he left the store without paying. Wood said Publix employees called deputies who went to Winston's apartment. Wood said Winston acknowledged not paying for the food, saying that he forgot. Winston will be required to complete at least 20 hours of community service. If he does that, no criminal charges will be filed. Well, Donald Trump has added one of golf's legendary courses to his expanding list of properties with the purchase of Turnberry in Scotland. Trump has announced that he's agreed to buy the picturesque Lynx course and resort in Scotland. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but the Independent in London reported that Trump paid Dubai-based Leisure Corp just over $63 million for the course. Turnberry has hosted the British Open four times in its history. California Chrome has been made the early 5-2 favorite for the 140th running of the Kentucky Derby. California Chrome drew the number 5 post, where 8 horses have previously won. Hopportunity drew the number 11 post and is the second choice. That's 6-1 for the race, which is Saturday at Churchill Downs. And jockey Rosie Napravnik will serve a 4-day suspension after she rides in the Kentucky Derby Saturday. Churchill Downs stewards punished Napravnik for her role in the disqualification of Bayern from 1st to 2nd in last week's Derby trial. She would have received a 3-day suspension, but an extra day was added because she's being allowed to ride Vickers in Trouble in the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For a free estimate of all your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.